This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 minute musical radio show for September 2024. How did classical music play a part of Hedy Lamarr's life as an actress, inventor, trailblazer, and mathematician? And what musical instrument did she play? Hedwig Eva Maria Kiesler, stage name Hedy Lamarr, was born in Vienna, Austria, on November 9, 1914, to Jewish parents, Gertrude Lischwitz Kiesler and Emil Kiesler. Her father, a banker, would take her on long walks and explain to her how different machines worked, like streetcars, the printing press, and other machines around Vienna. He opened her eyes and her mind to science. She was fascinated. At 5 years of age, she took apart her music box and reassembled it to see how it worked. Hedwig began taking piano lessons when she was very young from her mother, a concert pianist. She also studied ballet. By the age of 10, she spoke 4 languages. She attended private schools and excelled in math, science, and chemistry. At age 16 in Vienna, Hedwig, quote, trained as an actor under Professor Arndt and began picking up minor roles in the Sasha Film Studios. Her first appearance was in George Jacobs' Gold on the Street in 1930, and the following year she worked with Max Reinhardt. At age 18, on August 10, 1933, she married millionaire Fritz Mondel, an arms dealer 14 years her senior. He was a Nazi sympathizer who sold arms to Hitler, Mussolini, and others. He considered her his treasure, locked her up at his castle, and took her out to his, quote, advanced business weaponry meetings, end quote. Mendel conferred, quote, with Nazi scientists involved in military technology. Hitler was interested in remote-controlled torpedoes, end quote. She listened quietly, pretending to not understand what was going on, but write in her diary what she learned at each of these meetings about torpedoes and other weapons. In 1935, Hedwig's beloved father, Emil Kiesler, died. In 1937, she escaped to London and met Louis B. Mayer, who, quote, brought her to the United States and gave her a Hollywood movie contract and a new name, Hedy Lamarr, end quote. Louis B. Mayer said she had to learn English in 6 months. Her first movie in Hollywood was Algiers. Hedy brought her mom, Gertrude Kiesler, to Hollywood. She starred in 30 motion pictures at MGM. Quote, Hedy always felt that people didn't appreciate her for her intelligence, that her beauty got in the way, end quote, says Richard Rhodes, a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian who wrote a biography about Hedy. At MGM Studio, she worked 12 to 15 hours a day and would on most occasions skip Hollywood parties and dating to go home to her inventing table, said Richard Rhodes. In her home, she had a roll of engineering reference books near her drafting table. Quote, she redesigned her alluring costumes to be more comfortable, invented a new Kleenex box, a dog collar that would light up, a chair that revolved in and out of the shower. She also created, quote, an upgraded stoplight and a tablet that dissolved in water to make a soda similar to Coca-Cola, end quote. She once said, quote, improving things comes naturally to me, end quote. Hedy Lamarr dated Howard Hughes. She was most interested in Hughes's aircrafts and his desire to build the fastest airplanes during World War II. Quote, Hughes took her to his airplane factories, showed her how the planes were built, and introduced her to the scientists behind the process. Hughes helped to fuel the innovator in Lamarr, giving her a small set of equipment to use in her trailer on the set, while she had an inventing table set up at her house. The small set allowed Lamarr to work on inventions between takes, end quote. She was, quote, inspired to innovate as Hughes wanted to create faster planes that could be sold to the U.S. military. She bought a fish book and a book of birds and looked at the fastest of each. She combined the fins of the fastest fish and the wings of the fastest bird to sketch a new wing design for Hughes' planes, end quote. Hedy showed her design to Hughes, and he said to her, quote, you're a genius, end quote. Hedy Lamarr was horrified by the sinking of the SS City of Bernays in September 17, 1940, with over 100 children. The ship was torpedoed and sunk by a German sub in the middle of the night. This was the worst maritime disaster of World War II. Hedy Lamarr, quote, came up with the idea of a secret way of guiding a torpedo to the target that couldn't be interrupted and couldn't be jammed, end quote. Lamarr said, quote, What if we change those frequencies constantly, making the signal leap from frequency to frequency? Frequency hopping to stop torpedoes from blowing up a ship, making the signal leap from frequency to frequency. At a Hollywood dinner party in 1940, she met George Antheil, an avant-garde composer-pianist. He too wanted to help the war. His brother, Henry William Antheil, Jr., 27 years old, quote, was an American diplomat killed in the shootdown of the Aeroflight 1631, the first American casualties of World War II. Lamar and Antheil both were pianists and knew that their classical music studies on the piano, that the timing, the rhythm, is the most important component of any invention. She shared her idea of frequency hopping with George. He shared his work with player pianos. Quote, Antheil's synchronizing note hopping in the avant-garde piece written as a score for the film Ballet Mécanique that involved multiple synchronized player pianos. Antheil's idea in the piece was to synchronize the start time of identical player pianos with identical player piano rolls so the pianos would be playing in time with one another. Together, they realized that radio frequencies could be changed similarly, using the same kind of mechanism, but miniaturized, end quote. 88 frequencies, 88 keys on the piano. On August 11, 1942, quote, their secret communication system, frequency hopping, was awarded the U.S. patent number 2292387, quote, under the name Hedy Kaiser Markey and George Antheil. They decided to contribute their invention with its new patent to the war effort. Later, the U.S. seized the patent as enemy property, saying she was an illegal alien and not an American citizen. She was dismissed for creating a new secret weapon that would help the military in World War II. Also at this time, Hedy Lamarr was, quote, offered a position working for Dr. Kettering in his first government National Inventions Council. She was most interested in accepting this position. She was told, quote, to stick with her successful acting career and to help the war effort by selling war bonds, end quote. Hedy Lamarr said, quote, I was American enough to sell war bonds, but I was an alien when it came to my invention, end quote. She raised $25 million worth of war bonds, translated to $343 million in today's dollars. Hedy Lamarr became an American citizen in April 1953. In 1960, she received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Lamarr and Antheil's secret communication system invention was not implemented during World War II. Instead, it came into use, quote, 20 years later during the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis when it was installed on ships sent to blockade Cuba, 3 years after the Lamarr-Antheil patent expired, end quote. They never received any compensation for their invention. The military was used their secret communication system frequency hopping extensively in communication. Today, 2024, quote, their patent also catalyzed the use of sped spectrum, which is highly efficient way of using radio frequencies at the same time without interfering with each other. This is the basis for cellular phones, faxes, Wi-Fi, and other wireless communication systems in widespread use today, end quote. Hedy Lamarr is the mother of Wi-Fi. Quote, Hedy Lamarr's frequency hopping invention is currently estimated to be worth $30 billion, but Hedy never saw a penny from her patent, end quote. My mother was very bright-minded, said her son Anthony Loader. She always had solutions. Anytime someone complained about anything, boom, her mind came up with a solution, end quote. Finally, recognition and awards, quote, Forbes magazine, 1990, shared the story of her spread spectrum invention. Lamarr received a satisfaction, a belated recognition, end quote. August 31, 1997, Hedy Lamarr, George Antheil were given the Electronic Frontier Foundation Pioneer Award and the Bowlby Nass Spirit of Achievement Bronze Award, the Oscar of Inventing. In 2014, they were, quote, posthumously inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame, end quote. In 2020, quote, 20 years after Hedy Lamarr's death, a satellite was named in her honor and was launched into space, end quote. Hedy Lamarr died in Castleberry, Florida, January 19, 2000, at the age of 85. She was an actress, inventor, trailblazer, mathematician, pianist, the mother of Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth.